Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to a special Valentine's Day episode of Criminalia. So this season, we're exploring the lives and motivations of some of the most notorious stalkers throughout history. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about a form of stalking called erotomania and how it's different from being a hopeless romantic. I'm Maria Tremarchi.
And I'm Holly Fry. And listen, everybody celebrates this day differently, or maybe not even at all. I grew up in a house where Valentine's Day was like a family holiday. It didn't have the baggage of like a romantic partner has to demonstrate their love to you. Like,
so much pressure.
Right? Our parents would get us gifts, like, you know, a little Barbie or something when I was a kid and like a little box of chocolates that was our own. But so I always grew up thinking about it as the day when you tell like all the people in your life you love them. Which has served me very well.
Actually, I'm sure that it has. Like, shouldn't the day be that, really?
I'm kind of with you on this. So even with my husband, who I've been with a long time, we've never made a big to-do about Valentine's Day. We'll maybe go out to dinner, but it's just not that loaded, weird holiday it can become for some people.
You must have red roses or you're going to get a divorce.
Right. So for a lot of people, Valentine's Day is celebrated that way with flowers and chocolate and these other special and often expected items that are gifted to significant others. And it is generally, in the best sense, considered a day where you celebrate the person you love.
So I always think it's interesting because like around Valentine's Day, like romantic comedies come out and they might be fun to look at love, but when you boil down the stories of what a romantic comedy often is, they don't always help how we see stalking behaviors. Instead, they kind of create an image of romance that shapes our perceptions and our expectations of what love ought to be.
Right. A lot of them have that grand gesture that is supposed to be demonstrative and in fact is often like not cool.
Right. We like it in the movie, but if it happened to us in real life, we'd be terrified.
Right. Like Meg Ryan's character, Annie, in Sleepless in Seattle is a good example. She behaves in a way that isn't really necessarily so much what you might call love-struck and charming, but rather creepy. I know a lot of people that will argue that this is a great romantic story, but if you pause and think about it for a minute, this is a character who, after hearing a man on the radio, decides that she is madly in love with him, flies across the country, and then spies on him and his child.
Right. It's a completely new version of the movie, although it's exactly the same version of the movie.
If it had been pitched that way, it would have been a whole different thing, though.
Right. No. They would have been like, I don't think we want to do that. Right. There's also the movie While You Were Sleeping. Sandra Bullock's character, Lucy, in the movie, she pretends to be the fiance of a man that she has never even spoken to. She makes really good friends with his family. They know her really well. They can't wait for her to become a part of it. And then she marries his brother at the end, like, which to me seems like some sort of like Victorian gothic like mishmash of like.
Some people might argue too, and I have seen people discuss this, that John Cusack's character Lloyd Dobler in Say Anything goes a little too far with that boombox serenade. That has often been held as like apex romantic, particularly for people, I think, in our age group that grew up where that hit at exactly the right time.
I think so, too. I think every Gen Xer was, you know, at some point, like, Say Anything in the boombox scene. But if you think about it now that you're like not a teenager, yeah, maybe not. but It's not just in the movies. So, it's a real life phenomenon. It's not just Meg Ryan. For instance, in the early 80s, probably one of the biggest ones that we all will know is when John Hinckley Jr. shot President Reagan. If you didn't know, he did it to impress actress Jodie Foster. Before the shooting, though, he asked Jodie to give him a chance. And he wrote to her, quote, Jodie, I would abandon this idea of getting Reagan in a second if I could only win your heart and live out the rest of my life with you.
Ugh.
We'll just take a pause there for a moment.
So obviously, taken too far, romantic gestures could result in criminal charges and not for stealing your loved one's heart. It is a problem if you start to pursue someone who does not want your attention, your time, or your energy, and then you keep doing it when that has been made clear to you. It is also a problem if you're using an aggressive or obsessive tactics that make the other person uncomfortable or afraid of you.
So spotting the difference between a stalker and a romantic partner, if you knew how to do that, you could save your life.
Yeah. For things to be considered stalking, the contact made by the stalker has to be unwanted. We're talking about non-consensual interactions, even if they're fairly benign social type interactions. Today, around half of all stalkers in the United States are former domestic partners, and up to 1 in 4 of the entire U.S. population has experienced being stalked.
That's a huge number. So to the professionals, it's stalkers with the most emotional investment who are considered one of the most dangerous types of stalker. This type of stalker is more likely to have thoughts along the lines of, you know, if I can't have you, no one else can have you either. And there are studies that back this up. The research says that stalking is associated with lethal and near lethal violence against women. And it definitely rings true. As many as 76% of intimate partner female murder is preceded by stalking.
So that's all a little heavy, and we probably all could use just a moment of a break, so we're going to do that. And when we return, we're going to draw the line between romance and stalking, because it can be a little fuzzy. Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie. And it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Welcome back to Criminalia. So now let's talk about what erotomania is.
So that question we first posed, how does one differentiate between a hopeless romantic and a stalker?
We'll just start with a short answer and just go from there. The real distinction here is that love is selfless, but a stalker's, let's say, affections aren't selfless, they're demanding. And those affections are based on the belief that the person who is stalking has an entitlement to the other person's affections, and in some instances, an entitlement to their lives.
So if you have been dumped, it is a really terrible feeling, and you might engage in some types of intrusive behaviors. You may plead for your partner to return. This isn't abnormal. It's considered a pretty normal behavior. But researchers have found that when that behavior continues for more than 2 weeks, it is more likely to transition to becoming abnormal. And then it becomes hard to stop it.
Yeah. In fact, they did studies where they had brain scans of those who'd been recently jilted. And they found that those brains are actually more active in the areas that are associated with things like anxiety and anger and pain and addiction and risk-taking and obsession and compulsion.
So whether it's a former partner or a complete stranger, this is where your internal quote-unquote creepy meter comes into play. There is an author by the name of Gavin DeBecker who called it the gift of fear. We all have a gut feeling and our internal mechanism for detecting danger. The short version of this is like, just always trust your gut. If something feels creepy to you, better safe than sorry.
So there's this specific type of stalking that we keep mentioning, but we haven't really gotten into. And it's erotomania, which is a mental health problem. And it's a form of paranoid delusion. It's usually also linked to another mental health condition, such as schizophrenia, but it doesn't have to be. With this condition, a person has delusional and intense beliefs that another person is in love with them. And that person, interestingly, is usually someone who is of a higher social status, such as a celebrity or a politician. But fixations on random strangers and, you know, acquaintances aren't unheard of.
A stalker suffering from erotomania might act perfectly normal in most parts of their life. But as this obsession and delusion grows, some stalkers begin to see hidden messages and nonverbal cues in everyday things, such as the numbers on license plates or the messages on those Valentine conversation hearts that they feel like are, you know, validating their feelings.
Right, which they are absolutely not. But so this condition also seems to be a little more common in women than in men. And it usually happens around midlife, maybe later. And while it might last for a few weeks, it could also last for years.
Stalkers with erotomania may do things like loiter in the victim's vicinity, telephone or text their victim, leave gifts, or even post information or spread rumors about the victim, either on the internet or in some other public place, or even by word of mouth.
So interestingly, this statistic came up in our research about this condition, and it's not specifically about stalkers. This statistic is about the whole population. 46% of Americans admit to stalking a partner, either their current partner or an ex, by checking in on them online without their knowledge or consent. 46%.
I think that's pretty common.
I'm not actually surprised by that number, but I feel that the number is high, although I probably would have guessed higher.
Right. I mean, I think it's not completely outside the realm of possibility that someone on a whim, whether it's like someone you were romantically involved with or not, but just someone that used to be in your life, you'll go, I wonder what they're up to. Or maybe you even want to see, like, I wonder how much their life fell apart.
Right,
and
right.
And you give them a quick search on a social media network.
Which I actually personally think is okay. I think if you keep going back every day, then you have a little bit of a problem.
Right.
A one-time check-in, you know, fine. What is he up to now?
Pretty normal. It's kind of like it grows out of that sense that we all have of being so easily connected to information that we want. That transition to looking up someone you used to date or you used to know, pretty normal in my book. If you feel stalked by someone in this manner or in any other type of stalking, authorities recommend being forceful and direct when confronting the person about their unwanted behavior. Don't try to let them down easy or worry about hurting their feelings. Stalkers who want your love and attention are not in the right frame of mind to really understand the idea of being let down easy. You can't leave anything open to interpretation, basically. So when forceful and direct communication doesn't work, or if you are super uncomfortable doing it yourself, the authorities can intervene and deliver that message for you.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to Criminalia.
Now that we have talked about Valentine's Day, Holly.
It's the least romantic Valentine's Day show of all time.
Very much so. I'll be at your house watching you through your window as you put together this special drink for us today.
I would invite you in and give you one, but you have to wear a mask.
Well, oh, I would, but I would prefer to stand outside your window.
Okay. So I wanted to make something fun for Valentine's Day, whether you drink it with someone that you love or just on your own.
Or both.
I'm just going to tell you right up front, there's a lot of alcohol. It's called It Sneaks Up on You, and it is basically a twist on a Long Island iced tea. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, and I don't mean to in any way like downplay the seriousness of stalking, but I just thought for a drink that would be a fun name, because it does. It tastes delicious, and then it's too late. It starts with a handful of strawberries. Muddle those strawberries in your glass. I used a pint glass. So, you know, like 3 or 4 strawberries in the bottom is great if they're medium to large. And then you are going to pour in 3/4 of an ounce of vodka. Or if you're me, just bump that one up to an ounce because vodka is my favorite.
Just pour it in.
No, don't pour with abandon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't follow my instructions.
3/4 of an ounce of rum. 3/4 of an ounce of tequila, 3/4 of an ounce of gin. I only use 1/2 ounce of triple sec, and then 1 ounce of rose syrup, which is really the magic trick here.
I love when you put rose in your drinks, but you are definitely not lying when you call this a twist on the Long Island iced tea.
Right. This is basically the recipe for a Long Island.
Yeah.
Except until you get to the rose syrup. I also add a few drops of bitters. Floral bitters are great for a drink like this. I have one that actually has rose as the primary note in it. And then after you muddle the strawberries, good to throw ice in. But if you forgot until now, throw the ice in now. And then you just top it with either a lemon lime soda or a ginger ale. And then I just sliced a couple of additional strawberries and put them on the rim as a garnish.
To make it very pretty.
It's so pretty. It tastes like roses. And you can't taste any of all of those ounces of alcohol.
Which is amazing. Like, it's a beautiful little drink. It's a very pretty color. And it'll get you.
Right. Some people like to use white rum and silver tequila in their Long Islands. I am not picky about that. I had a gold tequila and my rum was actually a colored rum. It came out a beautiful rose gold color. It looks so pretty.
Don't worry about the rum color. It comes out looking great.
Yeah. So this might be my favorite drink I've ever made. I think I've said that a few times before, but I firmly say this one, for the moment at least, wins until I come up with something better.
Does this displace the White Toad drink?
To me, it's a better drink than the White Toad.
Okay.
I will continue to probably favor the White Toad, because it's easy to make and I can just churn those out and have a couple and it's a lovely... This, there's a lot more work. You got more pores.
True. There's muddling going on.
Muddling, exactly. You might not have fresh strawberries on hand all the time, but I think it's a winner. So whether that is your Valentine's Day drink or just something you want to try any old day of the year, it sneaks up on you.
As will every other episode in this season.
Right. This might be a good time to let people know this is a shorter season than Poisoner, since it is creepier. not as long. We'll move on to a whole other crime sooner.
We'll move on
later.
To different creepy after this. Right.
Thank you so much. We hope you have enjoyed this bonus episode for Valentine's Day. And meet us right back here on our regular publishing day of Tuesdays, and we'll have more stalker talk for you next week.
Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.